Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can always pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. There's a wealth of information that's been archived there going back 13 and a half years. And as I said, our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. Thrilled to have you along with us. Those of you that don't know who I am, well, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than four decades, because I had grandparents that had health issues that I didn't want to have in my life. So I made sure that I didn't have those. I've done many things over the years to make sure that I don't have those health issues of diabetes and heart disease, even though some of it is hereditary. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 lifestyle, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do this, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been that about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals, and it still worked very effectively for me. Your results may vary, but as I said, do make sure you take those supplements. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. They will give you macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. Your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, what I like to call the big chunks. The micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals, and they really, if they're in fruits and vegetables, they're working synergistically with each other. So splitting them out doesn't work real well. Last thing is the fiber. Now, fiber helps in two ways. And if you're getting your fruits and vegetables close to the source, you are getting fiber, which is really important. But fiber helps with satiety, which is that feeling of fullness. And the other thing that fiber helps with is good digestive health. And for that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for those purposes. If you're getting all that fiber, you're going to want to get up and get moving. A minimum, as I said yesterday, 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. The only way you could possibly shorten that is if you're doing HIIT training, but that takes a lot of dedication. So that exercise can be whatever you would like. You can chunk it up into a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. It can be whatever exercise you desire. It could be house cleaning. It could be dancing, swimming, snow skiing, ice skating. Whatever gets you up, excited, and moving is the thing for you. It could be yoga or Tai Chi as well. Just saying that those are other options as well. I like to mix it up between aerobic and weight bearing, just because I want to keep a good mix going forward in my life. If you're doing all that movement and you are perspiring, you could lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So we recommend a hydration level of 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water. You bump it up from there depending on how much you're perspiring, how much or how humid it is, because you do need to stay hydrated. And many times dehydration starts showing itself up as hunger. So if you're hungry, drink a glass of water, wait a few minutes, think about when the last time you had a meal was, and decide if it's really water or if it's food that you need. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies in getting ready for these calls has been 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. It's one of those things that's imperative, because It sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a multitude of what I like to call system resets that really help benefit your life. And with all of that being said, today I'm sharing some information out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, MD. And I spoke last Friday about raw vegetables and cooked vegetables and why it was important to be getting those. Well, the next part we're jumping into today is out of his book, Eat to Live, is beans or legumes. And then we'll probably dive a little bit into fresh fruit as well. Beans or legumes are among the world's most perfect foods. They stabilize blood sugar, blunt the desire for sweets, prevent mid-afternoon cravings. Even a small portion can help you feel full. But in the six-week plan, I encourage you to eat at least one full cup daily. Beans contain both insoluble and soluble fiber and are very high in resistant starch. While the benefits of fiber are well known, resistant starch is proving to be another highly desirable dietary component. Although it is technically a starch, it acts more like fiber during digestion. Typically, starches are found in carbohydrate-rich foods, and they are broken down into glucose during digestion. And the body uses the glucose as energy. Much like fiber, resistant starch resists, quote-unquote, digestion and passes through the small intestine without being digested. Because of this, some researchers classify resistant starch as a third type of fiber. Beans are the best source of resistant starch. Overall, the starch in beans is about evenly divided between slowly digested starch and resistant starch. Although the amount of resistant starch can vary depending on the type of bean and the preparation method, this means that a significant amount of the carbohydrate calories listed for beans is not absorbed. Resistant starch offers many additional unique health benefits. It aids in weight loss and digestive health. It helps prevent constipation, helps to maintain lower blood sugar levels, reduces the risk for developing diabetes and heart disease, reduces the risk for colon cancer. Legume or bean intake is an important variable in the promotion of long life. An important longitudinal study showed that the higher legume intake the most protective dietary factor affecting survival among the elderly, regardless of their ethnicity. The study found that the legumes were associated with long-lived people in various food cultures, including the Japanese, where they have soy, tofu, and natto, the Swedes, brown beans and peas, the Mediterranean peoples, lentils, chickpeas, and white beans. Beans and greens are the foods most closely linked in the scientific literature with protection against cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Consider beans your preferred high carbohydrate food. They can be flavored, spiced in an interesting way. You can eat them in unlimited quantities. Eat some beans with every lunch. Among your choices are chickpeas, black-eyed peas, black beans, cowpeas, split peas, lima beans, pinto beans, lentils, red kidney beans, soybeans, cannellini beans, pigeon peas, and white beans. And jumping into fresh fruit, well, eat at least 4 fresh fruits per day, but no fruit juice. Shred or cut up apples and oranges and add them to your salad for flavor. They will help you feel full. Clementines are a nice addition to a green salad. Pineapple is good with vegetables and can be cooked with tomatoes and vegetables for a Hawaiian-flavored vegetable dish. On the 6-week plan, no vegetable juice is permitted except for small quantities for salad dressings and cooking. Juicing fruits allows you to quickly consume 3 times the calories without the fiber to regulate the absorption. The nutrient per calorie ratio is much higher than for the whole food. Frozen fruit is permissible, but avoid canned fruit because it is not as nutritious. If you need to use canned fruit as a condiment, mandarin oranges, pineapple, make sure it is unsweetened. Dried fruits should be used only in very small amounts for sweetening. Exotic fruits are interesting to try and add a variety and interest to your diet. Some of my personal favorites are the blood oranges, persimmons, and chirimoyas. Eat a variety of fruits. Try to include many of the following: apples, apricots, bananas, blackberries, blueberries, clementines, grapes, kiwi fruit, kumquats, mangoes, melons, nectarines, oranges, papayas, peaches, pears, persimmons, pineapples, plums, raspberries, star fruits, strawberries, and tangerines. And so, starchy vegetables and whole grains. Ooh, we get to get into that today too. Cool. These two food categories are grouped together because they are either can be the culprit for those who have difficulty losing weight, while some wholesome high carbohydrate foods are a valuable addition to disease prevention. They are the most calorically dense than the non-starchy vegetables. Therefore, cooked high-starch vegetables and whole grains should be limited to one serving daily on the six-week plan. Diabetics who want to lose weight more rapidly and those who have difficulty losing weight, no matter what they may do, may want to restrict these foods altogether, at least until they have arrived at their target weight. Eat lots of greens. Make it difficult to overconsume high-starch vegetables. You just won't have the room for that much. Examples of starchy vegetables include corn, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, butternut, squash, acorn squash, winter squash, chestnuts, parsnips, rutabagas, turnips, water chestnuts, yams, pumpkins. Grains include barley, buckwheat, otherwise known as kasha, millet, oats, quinoa, brown rice, and wild rice. On some days, you may choose to have a cup of oatmeal or other whole grain at breakfast. On other days, save your serving of starch for dinner. One final note, soaking whole grains such as brown rice, buckwheat, and quinoa for a day before cooking them increases their nutritional value. Certain phytonutrients and vitamins are activated as the grain starts to germinate. These include powerful chemoprevenative phenols that inhibit the growth of abnormal cells. A 24-hour soak includes the early stage of germination, but you will not see the sprouts. Soaking a day ahead also shortens the cooking time. Tomorrow, I'll be getting into nuts and herbs and spices, and we'll be going over what is in that Eat to Live 6-week plan. Hope you found this a benefit to you. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. I was thrilled to be your host this morning. If you wish to leave me any comments after I take us off of mute, you are welcome to do that. I highly recommend it. And if you're one of these people that's shy and is afraid to share your thoughts, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863 and let me know you're part of the Tier 90 group. I do check my spam folder to make sure that nothing's getting in there that's not supposed to be in there. But every once in a while, something slips through. So I do try to check that regularly. One of our leaders at One Team Global Live will be sharing some information on Facebook about how to build a new skin business if that's something you are interested in. Hopefully you found that of interest to you. Many of the things that are in that actually help support our TR90 lifestyle. And as I said, this is just some additional information to help encourage you down the path to making that lifestyle change. If there's no other questions or comments, I'm going to go ahead and take us off the call and wish you a good day. See you tomorrow and have a great day.